Sylacauga Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome to the Aggie Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns. You were just treated to a really good ladies' basketball game. Chillsburg Tigers outlasting the Lady Aggies. And RJ, all I got to say is, man, buckle up and get ready, because it's going to be a collision on this court as the boys are warming up right now.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. You know, these are the games I like. I always look forward to calling games like this. Childersburg and Sylacauga, you always have a competitive game in both teams. I mean, both teams have great players, and also have both coaches. So I'm looking forward to this nice matchup.
Yeah, it's awesome to be up here, because it is. It's just year after year. There are three teams. I always say it's Talladega, Childersburg, and Sylacauga. And the combination of those two teams playing each other, you are going to be treated. I don't care if you had to pay $20 to get in. You're going to get your money worth when you come watch these teams play.
Yeah, you're going to always find some good basketball. You know, you have great players, but also you have, you know, when the community is behind you as well, you know, it's always a great show. The fans love it. You know, both teams are hyped. And they're not that far apart. A lot of these guys know each other. They play basketball. They grow up with each other. So looking forward to this nice matchup.
The Aggies come in undefeated, 11-0 on the season.
Yeah, I mean, the Aggies, they're hot right now, man. I mean, they haven't lost any games. You know, they made a state championship run last year, and it looks like they're on track to make another one this year, but they have to keep playing their type of basketball. Don't try to change nothing up. You know, everything is working for them. So I feel like once everything keeps continuing to click, work for them, they can go as far as they want to.
Coach Joel Jones got his opportunity last year, waited all those years, and if anybody thought it was just a one-year thing, they were wrong, because I'm telling you what, Coach Jones has his team in fine tune. We talked about it the other night. Childersburg is a, you know, because we covered them against Comer. They have four guards that can beat you and a big man that can beat you. But I don't think Childersburg, besides playing the Aggies last week, they haven't played anybody like this, because the Aggies are going to pressure you from the opening tip to the end of the game. You're going to have a tough time trying to run offense. You're going to have a tough time trying to get the ball past midcourt.
Yeah, and I've always had a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Jones. You know, it's like one of those things where you wait so long. It's just like an athlete. You know, you wait your turn. But when that opportunity comes, take advantage of it. And Coach Joe Jones did an awesome job getting those guys to Birmingham last year. So that was a great point you made. But at the same time, you know, he's a hard-nosed coach, but I believe those guys know him enough to respect what trusting his process. So I've always had tremendous respect for Coach Jones.
And on the other side, Coach Johnny Johnson and what he's been able to do, and then you team up Johnny Johnson with Gerald Wallace.
Yeah.
That's a tough combination.
It really is, and I think Gerald has had he's making the impact. I think I mentioned this the other night on the BB Comer broadcast. These guys respect him. I mean, he could be doing anything else in the world, but he chooses to come home and coach these guys and try to instill knowledge in them. But it makes a big difference, because, you know, he played high school, he played college ball, also played professional ball. So if anybody knows anything about the game of basketball, I believe Gerald Wallace does, knows a lot about the game of basketball. He's going to help this team out tremendously in what he does.
And you see him down there working with his post players. And one of those big guys that Sylacauga is going to have their hands full with tonight is going to be the 6'5 senior Hezekiah Parker. Parker had 20 points against the Comer Tigers, and if you'd hit three-quarters of the shots he shot, he didn't have a 40-point game. He didn't play the first game against the Aggies, so that's something that the Aggies are going to have to be aware of, because the Aggies aren't a very tall team. They are a very athletic team, a very quick team, and they'll out-rebound you because they'll position themselves to do that, but they're going to have to put up with the big body of Parker.
Yeah, Hezekiah Parker did a great job the other night. You know, he's a big man. He's physical. So Sulacock is going to put a body on him once the ball goes up. You can't be looking, but you're going to find him and have to put a body on him at all times.
I'll tell you what, we're about 3 minutes and 20 seconds away from the tip-off. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and get ready. It's the Childersburg Tigers versus the Sylacauga Aggies. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Mix 106.5.
Tired of headaches and migraines ruining your day? At Broadway Spinal Care, we find the cause, not just cover the pain. Our gentle, drug-free care can bring lasting relief and help keep headaches and migraines from coming back. Let us help you feel like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start feeling better naturally.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
It's the Aggie Sports Network. Jeremy Law taking the night off tonight. We appreciate Jeremy giving us the opportunity. Greg Wyckoff, R.J. Burns. As we mentioned, the undefeated Aggies make the short trip down Highway 280 to take on the 9-4 Childersburg Tigers, 2-0 in the region. As you mentioned, we covered the Tigers against the B.B. Comer Tigers last week. And I was very impressed with them.
Yeah, I mean, they showed a lot of great athleticism. They show how they push the ball, but they also showed discipline.
And now we'll get our opening lineups. And if you can't hear that,
number one,
C.J. Franklin. Josh Speer.
Number two, Corbin Patterson.
Number three, Kinson Three.
And number five, senior Tristan Whetstone.
And number five, Tristan Whetstone.
The head coach of Aggies, Coach Joel Jones.
Seven seniors on this Aggie basketball team. And now the starting lineup for the Schultzburg Tigers, Scoot Sheely. Number one, Duke Fairman. Number two, Jacob Johnson. Number four, Brandon Calhoun. And number 11, Tay Fairman. Jacob Johnson, the son of the head basketball coach, Johnny Johnson. I heard he was coming back to play football. I love him, man. That kid can throw a football.
Yeah, he's really athletic. I had a chance to watch him play a few years ago. Very athletic. Can sling it. I mean, he has an arm. Very strong.
But tonight, he won't be thrown to anybody. He will probably be in charge of guarding our best player.
Yes.
Or whoever the Tigers want to try to neutralize for the Aggies, that's who he will be on. As we get set for tip-off, it'll be C.J. Franklin tipping against the 6'4 Duke Fairman of the Tigers. Franklin giving up about 4 inches on this tip. We know that also C.J. Franklin can jump out of the gym. And Sylacauga will come away with it. Three with the basketball. He'll get it to Franklin. Now they'll work it to Patterson. Top of the key. That's Franklin. He'll drive in. Now Patterson with the basketball. Right wing. We'll go in the lane. Get it to Whetstone. Whetstone will hang up, miss it. Rebound inside. That's Speer. That ball partially blocked. Here comes Scoop Sheely. Sheely with the basketball. Tay Fairman, right wing. Aggies in the 2-1-2 zone. Tay Fairman now with the basketball. As we get started here in the first, Sheely back to Fairman. And I didn't. It's going to be a foul on Schultzburg. I didn't catch. I thought he said two. Jacob Johnson. Here come the Aggies, trapping zone defense. Aggies break it. They'll get it to Speer. Now back to Patterson. Aggies trying to work it around the perimeter of this Tiger defense. Patterson the basketball. He'll hand it off to Whetstone. Whetstone in the lane. He's going to lose the basketball. And they're going to say his foot hit the baseline. Turnover, Aggies.
Yeah, right now, Sylacauga, they're doing a lot of dribbling drive, a lot of dribble handoffs. Like they run, one time they had a four-out play, but they're being very patient right now. But we know once they get going, it's going to be hard for them to stop. They're just being very patient right now.
Tay Fairman, a steal. That Speer with the steal. And that's going to be a block on the Tiger. That foul is going to be on Brandon Calhoun.
Yeah, I've had a chance to watch Sylacauga a few times. They're going to have to stop Josh Schultzburg, Josh Speer. He's a great player of Sylacauga, so he's very active on the board. He's going to be very physical.
off the inbound pass. That's Tristan Whetstone. He'll put it up and in for the first 2 points of the game. Sheely will pass, get the ball down low, and that dunk will be missed by Fairman, and here come the Aggies. Three-point shot by Patterson off the mark. Here comes Fairman, and Fairman is going to dribble that off.
Coach's dad doesn't like that call right there.
No. We had bird's eye view on that. I thought Fairman dribbled that out of bounds. But they'll give it to the Tigers. Tay Fairman, Calhoun. You know, Fairman doesn't mind taking it in. Calhoun for three. Off the mark. Rebound Johnson. Now Fairman with the rebound. He'll go in and get fouled. One. That's going to be on Joshua Spear. And that will put Tay Fairman to the free throw line. 2-0, the Aggies with the lead. 5:12 to go here in the first. Now 2-1. As Fairman will hit the first one. He'll miss the second. Joshua Spear will pull it down. Now C.J. Franklin crosses midcourt. He'll get it to Threet. Now back to Franklin. Franklin will drive in and put it in for two.
It was a good drive right there. It was very. They threw the ball a few times, very patient. Once he found the right shot and drive to the basket, it was a good drive by him.
And the Aggies trapping defense. Johnson's shot, he'll miss it. Calhoun will pick up the rebound for the Tigers. Tay Fairman will take away. Spear with a steal, and he'll take it down court. And he'll hit the tough layup.
Was a good move and layup by Spear. I'm telling you, he's very active. He can play outside, he can play inside. Once he finds the ball, he's going to try to attack the rim every time. That's what you want to have in a guy like Josh Spear.
6-1, early Aggie lead. 4:12 to go in the first. Chilsburg with the basketball. We're going to get a foul. That's going to be on Kinson Threet. And that will put Duke Fairman to the free throw line. 4:08 to go in the first. 6-1. Aggies lead. Fairman's first shot off the back of the rim and out. And Fairman will line up his second shot. He'll miss both shots. Three will come away with the rebound. Again, Spear. Patterson now with the basketball. Right wing. He'll dribble down. Dribble in the lane. And try to hand it off. And we're going to get a foul on the floor. That foul is going to be on Tay Fairman. And the Aggies will throw it in underneath the basket. C.J. Franklin. To throw it in. He'll get it in. To Patterson. Patterson will dribble it twice. Hit a 10-foot shot.
Yeah, that was a good shot right there. It was very patient.
The Tigers break the press, but having a tough time doing it. And they'll get into their offense. Johnson in the corner. He'll get it to Sheely, right wing. Sheely. Long three-point shot. I'm telling you, Scoot Sheely. You don't need to get him warm.
No, you definitely. Till Coggles can figure out who can guard him, because if he gets going, it's going to be a long night. We seen it the other night versus when B.B. Comer played Childersburg.
Three-point shot makes it 8-4. Spear with the basketball. He'll drive in the lane. Get it in the corner. Whetstone for three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound. Spear goes up.
And that's going to be a two-shot foul. White zero, so that will be on Sheely. Four team fouls for the Chillsburg Tigers, two for the Aggies. And Spear will go to the free throw line.
You know, I love to watch Spear. I mean, he's very aggressive. Kind of reminded me of myself when I was playing. He's going to get the rebound. He's going to do everything he can to make sure he's physical and do what his team has to do. He loves to box out. He loves to go for the loose balls, and he loves to just be physical playing the game of basketball.
And he hit the first free throw. He'll hit them both. And he's got 4 points. We're going to get a substitution. That's going to be three coming into the game for the Aggies, and that'll be Tristan Whetstone getting a break. Now the Aggies just settle back into a 2-3 zone. No press. Johnson to Sheely, top of the key. Left wing, Johnson now back up to Sheely. Fairman. Calhoun from the free throw line, but he'll miss the shot. We're going to have a foul on Holtzclaw, as he got him on the arm, and that's going to be a two-shot foul.
Yeah, that was a close call right there. It looked like he just contested the shot, but it looked like as he was going up, he just got him on the arm a little bit. You have to remember, you have to let the shooter clear, so you have to always remember those little things.
Calhoun. Ball dipped in and rolled out. 2:33 to go in the first. 10-4, the Aggies with the lead over the Tigers. Calhoun will hit the second one and make this a 10-5 ball game. Patterson with the basketball. They get it to C.J. Franklin. Franklin across midcourt. Get it in the corner. Holtzclaw. Holtzclaw. 3-point shot. It's off the back of the rim. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds off of Joshua Spear. Chillsburg basketball. Tay Fairman will walk it across midcourt. Get it to Johnson, to Sheely, to Calhoun in the corner. And Calhoun's going to hit a three.
One thing, Sulacaga, they're going to figure out who the shooters are. We know that young man, he can shoot the ball as well. He hit some key big-time shots the first time versus Sulacaga.
Sulacaga. Having a tough time getting it over, but that's C.J. Franklin, and he'll drive in the lane. Be fouled. That's going to be Sheely's second foul. And that's going to put C.J. Franklin to the free throw line for two shots. Franklin with two, Spear with four, Patterson with two, and Whetstone with two. 10-8.
For Sulacaga, you need to knock down these free throws. Free throws are going to be huge in the game tonight. We know what C.J. Franklin can do when he's not shooting the free throw line, but you're going to be explosive on the free throw line as well all night.
He misses the first of two. And Sheely will come to the bench with two early fouls. Both shots missed. And Sulacaga will get the rebound. Three. With the rebound. Sulacaga will get it in. Patterson with the ball in the corner. He'll dribble it up top. And three. That's going to be a tie-up. His three went in. And that was Brandon Calhoun who went up and was able to tie it up. Chillsburg basketball. Chillsburg doing a really good job with the Aggies when they're driving.
They are.
They're cutting the lane off.
They let it attack.
Again, the Aggies fall into that 2-3 zone. Chillsburg trying to work it around. Shot missed by Calhoun. He'll get his own rebound. And that'll go off his hands out of bounds. Aggie basketball. 53 seconds to go in the first. 10-8, Aggies with the lead. Patterson. The spear, now back to Patterson. He'll go cross court. C.J. Franklin. Franklin will hand the ball back off to Patterson. He'll dribble right wing in the corner. Now in the lane, turnaround shot. He'll miss it, and Calhoun will get the rebound for Chillsburg. Johnson to Tay Fairman to Brandon Calhoun. Tay Fairman, right wing. Fairman looking, trying to get the ball inside. Johnson. Now Calhoun, three-point shot from the top. He'll miss the shot. And the Aggies will get out of the first. Chillsburg really wanted to foul on that.
Yeah, they definitely thought he didn't come down clean. Like, the whole coaching staff wanted to foul right there.
So we'll get through one, 10-8, the Aggies with the lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Mix 106.5.
All into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome to the Aggie Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns, as we start the second. Exactly what we thought it was going to be. 10-8, the Aggies with the lead. C.J. Franklin with the basketball. He'll get it to Spear. I thought Spear was fixing to let that three fly. He pulls it back down. Eric O'Neill in the lane. And they're going to say he traveled as he kind of got it. That ball tied up, took an extra step. Now Chillsburg looking to tie it up. Tay Fairman will get it to Parker. Parker. Calhoun, free throw line. He'll miss it. C.J. Franklin will pull it away. He'll get it ahead to Trey Wright. Wright goes in. That ball is going to be blocked from behind by Calhoun, and it'll go out of bounds. Aggie basketball.
Good chase down block. He was very aggressive. He came down, wanted it, but it was a good block. Hustle to hustle. He came down from the court and was able to get the block.
C.J. Franklin will throw it in under the basket. He'll get it in to Eric O'Neill. Cross court. Patterson, right wing. Patterson. C.J. Franklin. Franklin in the lane. He'll put it up. And they're going to call an offensive foul on C.J. Franklin.
Wow.
His first foul. McMillan will check out of the game for the Aggies. Tristan Whetstone will come back in. 10-8. 6:50 to go in the second. Chillsburg with the basketball. Sylacauga with the lead. Johnson. Get it to Xavion Swain, who hits his first basket. C.J. Franklin in the lane. Looked like he was passing it to, I think he got off, they weren't on the same page. He and Spear weren't. That's a turnover. Johnson will pull up, miss it. Corbin Patterson with the rebound. And quickly ahead, Eric O'Neill That's going to be the second foul on Brandon Calhoun.
Like Silicago's Eric O'Neill tried to dribble right there between the double team, but it just didn't work and forced Chilsburg to take a foul right there.
Eric O'Neill will throw it in front of the Chilsburg bench to C.J. Franklin. Franklin now back to O'Neill. Franklin, O'Neill for three. And that will rim out. Rebound, Jacob Johnson. Johnson, three-point shot. He doesn't shoot many of them, but he hit that one.
Yeah, once you're open, you have to take those type of shots. But Silicago, they're going to find a way to contest and find those shooters at all times. Let those guys not continue to get those open shots.
And a foul. That foul is going to be on Tay Fairman on a push against Whetstone. 13-10, Childersburg, 5:32 to go in the second. And I believe it was 10-0, Oklahoma?
Yep, now 17-0.
All right. C.J. Franklin. Eric O'Neill will back it up. Drive in the lane. And looked like he slid in there.
Yeah, he did.
A redo.
Yeah.
I guess they threw it in bounds before they were supposed to. Looks like the Aggies have gone to a man defense now. Johnson on the drive. He'll pull up and hit the six-footer.
That was just a good dribble drive. Pulled up. He seemed the defense gave it to him, attacked it. Short jump shot for two.
Spear. Nice drive from the right wing. Spear takes it in the lane for an easy bucket. Quickly down court. Yeah, that's going to be a foul on C.J. Franklin. Kind of threw his shoulder in him. And Childersburg will throw it in from the baseline. J.J. Davis. Ooh. We'll get it in. They'll count the basket.
Looks like Silicago's a little confused out there. You see the players kind of going back and forth, kind of see who man it is. They're going to pick it up, man. They're going to figure out who the playmakers are. They're going to stop all the drives from driving on the inside. They're going to get it together as soon as they can. Because right now, Childersburg, all they're doing is just capitalizing off the things that Silicago's giving it to them.
That foul on Joshua Spear, but his second foul. And he'll come out of the game, and that's going to put Xavion Swain to the free throw line for the and one. He'll miss it. And it'll be Silicago basketball on the tie-up. Five-point lead, Childersburg, 17-12, 4:27 to go in the second. Aggies looking for a basket. Eric O'Neill will dribble through two defenders, and that's going to be a foul on Christian Hurst of the Tigers. Off the inbound, O'Neill with the basketball. And he'll get it to Patterson. Patterson in the corner for McMillan. Millen. To three. Eric O'Neill trying to hang and ended up being a bad shot. Rebound, Childersburg. Kind of got the ball behind his head a little bit. Johnson, three-point shot. He'll miss it. And Tristan Whetstone will pull away the rebound, hand it off to Corbin Patterson. Patterson to Whetstone. He'll dribble in the lane. Tried that. That was a nice little shuttle pass underneath, wasn't it?
He definitely was.
It'll be knocked out of bounds, Silicaga basketball. Whetstone. He'll get it to Corbin Patterson. Back to Whetstone. They said he had happy feet. And that'll be another turnover. 7-point lead, Childersburg, 19-12. 3:27 to go in the second. Johnson with the basketball. He'll get it to J.J. Davis. Now Xavier Swain. And we get a timeout on the court with 3:13 to go in the second, 19-12. Childersburg Tigers with the lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Mix 106.5.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Silicaga.
.313 to go in the second, 19-12, Childersburg with the lead. And they've got the basketball, Jeremy Johnson. He's guarded by Eric O'Neill. Silicaga started with a 2-1-2, went to a 2-3 zone, and now they're settled in to mano e mano. Johnson with the miss. Corbin Patterson will pull the rebound down. Long pass picked off by the Tigers. And that is going to be a travel on John. That was a tough pass for Johnson to try to do anything with. He was in no man's land. He will travel, turnover. And here come the Aggies. Kind of been on a little scoring drought.
Yeah, they have to get something going here. And you don't want to wait too late, but you want to get something going as soon as you can. They keep turning the ball over. They can't finish the rim, so they're going to have to find something that's going to work for them, and they got to find it quickly.
Another turnover. Corbin Patterson will lose the ball out of bounds. He'll check out of the game. And Joshua Holtzclaw will come in. Hurst with the basketball. He'll get it to Hezekiah Parker. Swain to J.J. Davis. Now Jacob Johnson. A lot of ball movement. Johnson in the corner. That's J.J. Davis for three. There's Hezekiah Parker with a rebound. He'll miss it. A block from behind. Eric O'Neill. Here come the Aggies. O'Neill. And they're going to say he walked.
It looked like he took a hop step. They call it a hop step. So I don't know, man. That was a good questionable call right there. But he didn't hesitate getting the ball in transition. So you got to be smart on that next time.
I was watching Coach Jones. He was demonstrating a little hop step.
He definitely didn't like to call him or assistant coach, Coach Skylar Patterson.
The Tigers with drive. That's Christian Hurst. Drives in the lane and puts it in for two. 21-12. Tigers. 1:17 to go in half. Three for the basketball. He'll hand it off to Eric O'Neill. Now back to three. Right wing O'Neill. O'Neill to three. They get the ball inside. That's Whetstone. He'll miss the shot. The ball will go out of bounds. Silicaga basketball. Gets the ball up top three for three. He'll miss it. Rebound. Childersburg. Jacob Johnson. That shot is blocked by Holtzclaw. Weston will pull it away, and here come the Aggies. McMillan back to O'Neal for three. He'll miss the three-pointer. Rebound, Childersburg. Looks like Coach Johnny Johnson wants to hold it for one shot with 22 seconds to go in the half, 21-12. Childersburg with the lead. They'll run a little two-man game. Johnson with the basketball. He'll fire up a three. And that's off to the right. And we are through one half of basketball. 21-12. Silicon Aggie scoring 2 points in the second period.
2 points is not good, man. You need more than 2 points if you want to be successful tonight. You know, still kind of a low-scoring game, 21-12. I'm not used to Silicaga having 12 points in the second quarter, so they're going to have to find something at halftime to come out with a plan and try to execute.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about the first half. You're listening to the Comer Sports, to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Mix 106.5.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Aggie Sports Network. We're at the half, 21-12. The Childersburg Tigers with the lead. This was a 10-8 Silicon Aggie lead after the first, but outscored 13-2 in the second.
Yeah, Childersburg, they just took advantage of what they had to do. I mean, they took advantage of the free throws, you know, getting back in transition. But one thing, I had a chance to watch Childersburg practice a few weeks ago, and one thing they do good at, once they get the rebound, they want to push the ball and get it down court. And they've been doing a good job of advancing the ball. That's one of the things Coach Johnson always emphasized. So Silicaga is going to have to figure out how to stop these guys if they want to be successful and score more than 12 points they've been scoring. I mean, they only had 12 points in the first half, so they're going to figure out a way to do something pretty here quick.
Yeah, and offensively, that it's like the Aggies haven't found an identity. Once
Spear went out of the game with two fouls, it seemed like nobody really wanted to score.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he was passing the ball. No, you do it. No, you do it. And nobody really just wanted to take it. And
right.
I'm sure Coach Jones is going to talk about it in halftime because you're absolutely right. You typically don't see the Sylacauga Aggies with 12 points at the half. They're a high-scoring, high-flying basketball team, and right now they're just running on about 6 of 8 cylinders on offense.
And one thing about Sylacauga, they have playmakers. They have scorers. I mean, we know what Joshua Spear can do, but they also have C.J. Patterson. They have C.J. Patterson. They got C.J. Franklin. They got a lot of different guys besides Spear. So I know they can score the ball, but also from Sylacauga, we haven't seen their press break yet, so we know they can also press the ball too. So they may come out in the second half, but they're going to figure out a way to score. Right now, you want to just have points, so maybe turn that defense to offense and just try to create some points here coming out in the second half.
You saw Coach Jones trying to do some different things on defense. You know, the Aggies started out in a 2-1-2, and then they settled into a 2-3, and then they went to straight man in the second.
Yeah. And the thing about Sylacauga, they're playing some good defense with Childersburg. They're just being very patient. They're moving the ball. But we know Sylacauga can do so. They have to come out here in the second half and execute. Like I stated for the girls' game, the coach can tell you what to do coming out of halftime, but it's up to the players to execute and come out on the floor. The coaches can't play the game for the players. It's up to the players to have to come out and execute.
That sounds like somebody who's been hanging around some coaching right there. I'll never forget, man. I was in the locker room of a football game down in Bradenton, Florida, and I had just moved up to varsity. And we were losing, and the coach came in at halftime and never said a word, but he took the metal trash can that was in the locker room, and he beat every locker, every wall, every door with it. And when he got through beating that trash can all over, he slammed it on the ground and walked out.
Oh, man. Well, at my time in Alabama, now, I was there from 20 to 2025, and I worked the athletic department, and I got a chance to win 2 SEC championships with the Alabama football team when Coach Saban was there. So I have been around a lot of coaches. I mean, I'm a former athlete myself, so a lot of things he says, I mean, they're coming to truth. So a lot of my coaching points, I credit that man.
Well, I tell you what, we will take a break. 21-12, Childersburg with the lead at the half. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Mix 106.5.
Sycamore Federal Credit Union, your dreams matter. Whether it's buying a new car, purchasing land, or starting a business, Sycamore offers a variety of loan options to help you get there. With competitive rates, personalized service, and the convenience of mobile banking, Sycamore is committed to supporting your financial journey. Visit them at 18070 Alabama Highway 21 in Talladega or apply online at sycamorefcu.com. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Van Sant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive. And we'll prove it online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Aggie Sports Network. 1:33 to go. We start the second half of play. Both teams on the court.
And Aggies looking to overcome this 9-point Schulzberg lead.
Yeah, I think once the Aggies find their rhythm and find what they can do, we know what they're capable of, but they have to come out and execute it. I mean, they have playmakers, they have people who can shoot the ball, they have people who can drive the ball. So I feel like once everything starts clicking, like the defense, the offense, and everything else come along, I feel like they can make a run right here with only 12 points here coming out in the third quarter.
A heated rivalry. These two teams have done it for years. We wouldn't expect anything less. The undefeated Aggies against the 9-4 Schulzberg Tigers. And it was the Aggies defeating the Schulzberg Tigers 54-45, I believe that was last Friday night in Sylacauga. And I believe there was a belt whooping on the court that I'm sure the Schulzberg Tigers didn't take fondly of.
Yeah, that's probably their motivation. They knew what was up. They didn't like what that celebration was at the end of the court. They were like, they're trying to make sure that don't happen tonight.
It's one of those pictures you put up in the locker room where a picture's worth a thousand words.
Right, definitely.
But you have to love the passion, the enthusiasm of high school athletes. Schulzberg will have the ball to start the second half. They'll throw it in at midcourt. And Tay Fairman will bring it up against C.J. Franklin. Handed it off to Scoot Shealy. Shealy guarded by Patterson. Fairman against Franklin, and Fairman will go around Franklin and put it in for two. Schulzberg with a 2-1-2 zone. Get it to Eric O'Neill. Now C.J. Franklin in the lane, left hand off the glass. He'll miss it. And Schulzberg will come away with the rebound. That's Johnson with the rebound. Fairman will force the issue. He'll take it in the lane, miss it. Spear with the rebound. He'll hand it off to Corbin Patterson. And Sylacauga wants to call Coach Jones a quick timeout. We'll take one with him. 7-12 to go in the third. 23-12. Schulzberg with the lead. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Mix 106.5.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
.704 to go in the third, 23-12. Schulzberg with the lead, Sylacauga with the basketball. Corbin Patterson, C.J. Franklin now to Patterson, right wing. Left wing, C.J. Franklin, three-pointer off the front of the rim. And that ball will go out of bounds. Schulzberg basketball. RJ, I think you mentioned Sylacauga might have to go to that full court trap, and they do, and they almost get a turnover as O'Neill knocks it out of bounds.
Yeah, once they get in that full court trap, sometimes it's beneficial, so we know what they can do. So they went to it, so we're going to see what Sylacauga can do. Maybe we can turn the defense to offense and score some points.
And they'll break it and have a two-on-one on the other end. And that's going to be a foul on Duke Fairman. They went for the alley-oop. Fairman couldn't handle the basketball.
Like, I don't know if he's trying to throw an alley or he just lost the ball, but whatever it was, the coaching staff did not like it.
No.
And then you get a foul coming. Yeah, coaching staff did not like that.
Yeah, when you get a two-on-one, you just put the ball backboard. Whetstone in the corner. He'll get it back up top to Patterson. C.J. Franklin and Patterson playing two-man game up top. Now they'll get it in the corner. Eric O'Neill, cross court Patterson, right wing C.J. Franklin. 2-3 zone by the Tigers. Franklin, Patterson, ball gets knocked into Spears' hand. He'll spin, lose the basketball, fight for the ball on the court.
So Lacaga's doing a lot of passing. They're trying to be very patient. They're trying to find their offense. They're trying to set some things up as well. Once you know what you got to do, you just have to do it. But right now they're trying to find a way to score the ball.
Out of bounds, Sylacauga basketball. They'll get it in. C.J. Franklin. They're trying to get the ball to Spear in the middle. And Chilsburg is making it difficult. That time they do. And that's going to be an offensive foul on Spear. And that's three on Spear.
Yeah, I won't be surprised if they go to the bench or they try to find a sub in him. But to your point, they are trying to find Spear the ball. They tried to do it on that last possession, but it didn't work. He got an offensive foul. So they're going to try to find some more options.
And a steal, C.J. Franklin. And he will take it in. And I was fixing to say just what Coach Joel Jones did. He tried to finger roll that, and he wants him to go off the backboard.
Yeah, exactly.
But Franklin will go to the free throw line for two shots and desperately needs to hit him. And he hit the first one because we have been on a scoring drought.
Yeah, that's a big-time free throw right there by C.J. Franklin. We need more of those and try to capitalize on every point we can at this time.
And Franklin will hit them both. And that foul was on Sheely, and he has three. And he's going to the bench again. Chilsburg will break the press. Johnson to Fairman. And that ball will be stolen by Eric O'Neill, and that is going to be a foul on Duke Fairman. The Aggies will get it in. Patterson will throw it in to C.J. Franklin. Now back to Patterson, cross court Franklin. Whetstone in the corner. He's in trouble, and that pass is going to be picked off. And they find a wide-open Hezekiah Parker in the lane for two.
Yeah, back to our point, you have to know where he's at all time. He's a big man, but he can score the ball.
Whetstone. Eric O'Neill from the free throw line. He'll miss it. Rebound, Parker. Parker will hand it off to Tay Fairman. And the Aggies will settle back in. Johnson will dribble in the lane. He'll hand it to Calhoun, and Calhoun took an extra step.
That was good defense right there on Sylacauga. They made him force over a travel and turnover, and they have to hit the ball right here. Try to score it as soon as they can.
C.J. Franklin. Get it to Patterson. Patterson on the right wing. He'll get it in the corner to Spear. Spear back to Patterson. Now C.J. Franklin. They'll work it in the corner. O'Neill. C.J. Franklin will go up, hang in the air, and put it off the backboard for two.
That was an and-one foul, too. They're playing pretty aggressive right here.
And that's going to be a turnover in the backcourt. Brandon Calhoun got up in the air to pass the ball. Good defense by the Aggies.
I knew the press break is effective, but we don't know how effective it can be. But right now, it's been very effective.
Shot by Calhoun. And we're going to get a tie-up on the rebound. Chilsburg basketball. .350 to go in the third. 27-17. That's Tay Fairman who will take it in. Chilsburg with another 2-on-1.
Chilsburg, they're doing a good job in transition. Once they get in the ball, they find out how to break the press, and they're going to the basket on every time. So, LaCaga, you have to figure out how you're going to stop them in transition. But first, you must stop the ball. That's one of their biggest things tonight.
That'll be a foul on Fairman. That'll be his third. He'll go to the bench. So Sheely and Fairman on the bench for the Tigers. C.J. Franklin, right wing. Patterson, left wing. Back to C.J. Franklin. Trying to work it around this stingy Tiger zone. And another travel. That one's on Eric O'Neill. Whetstone will check back in the game. And that'll be number three, Kinzen, three, who will come out for the Aggies. A steal in the backcourt. Here comes C.J. Franklin. Eric O'Neill back to Franklin. Three-point shot. Joshua Spear.
That was a big-time three by Josh Spear. Silicaga needed that. They're going to have to bid off momentum. As long as they create turnovers, they're going to have to figure out how they're going to be stops on defense.
Parker will miss his shot, miss a second shot. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Silicaga basketball. Coach gets into it, man.
I can play for a guy like Coach Jones, man. He coach hard knows. But the players know he means it in all love.
C.J. Franklin, right wing. Eric O'Neill in the corner. Now they go cross court. Patterson for three. Well, that goes in and out. Josh Spear with a rebound, and he'll put it up and in for two.
Like they're trying to find the rim, trying to find things.
And a steal, C.J. Franklin. Three-point shot, Eric O'Neill. Will miss, and we're going to have a foul on Schulzberg.
Silicaga got a few steals, a few turnovers. I mean, this game is starting to heat up right now with Silicaga. They needed that momentum in there. Right now, they're kind of in the groove and trying to get things going. Once they go to that press break, they create turnovers, and it's being very effective right now.
29-22, 2:08 to go in the third. Silicaga will throw it inbounds. And as you, well, all the coaches get into it. That was Gerald Wallace. I guess he thought he was in a timeout. He wanted everybody on the bench up in that huddle.
He slapped his hands like everybody get up. Then he like, oh, my.
He turned, made one clap, and they all rose quick. You saw that, didn't you?
Quickly.
Josh Spear will go to the free throw line. 11 points for Spear, make it 12 points. And we are down to a 6-point Tiger lead now, 29-23, 2:06 to go in the third. Spear second shot in and out. Calhoun will rebound it. And Sheely has come back in the game for the Tigers with three fouls. They'll get it to Calhoun. Another two-on-one on the other end. And an easy shot for Christian Hurst. Yeah, the Aggies don't get them early. The Tigers are making them pay for it on the back end. Patterson, cross court, C.J. Franklin. Back to Patterson. C.J. Franklin, left wing. They'll get it into Calhoun. Patterson will drive in, kick it to C.J. Franklin. Franklin will drive in, hang in the air, miss it. Whetstone with the rebound. He'll put it up, put it in, count it, and he'll go to the free throw line.
It was a big-time play for Silicaga. They needed that. They got the rebound, went back up, and it was an and-one. So you need those type of plays to stay in the ball game.
And Whetstone will go to the free throw line and hit it. And this is a 5-point ball game, 31-26. City with the ball. Oh, I thought he went up and down. They didn't call it. They get it into Parker. Parker is, that's the definition of harassed. He had three Aggies all over him. He was not going to go up in the air with that basketball, and Eric O'Neill is going to pick the foul up.
Yeah, Eric O'Neill was all over that. He was like, he denied him. He was not going to go up and get an easy point. He said, I'll take the foul, coach.
Calhoun will throw it in from the baseline for the Tigers. That ball was partially blocked. And Joshua Spear will get the rebound, hand it off to Corbin Patterson. Patterson right wing, he'll get it in the corner. Whetstone will... Oh, man, great job. Whetstone fought for the basketball and was able to get it to Calhoun, and Calhoun took too many steps.
The thing about Silicon, once they get the momentum, it's like they take a step backwards. Once you get the momentum, you have to keep going and going and stay consistent. But they're playing some really great defense. They're getting turnovers, but same time, you want to know what you're doing. Just be careful so you won't continue to create turnovers.
It looks like Silicon will stay in this full court press. So like I said, it's been really good if we can get them early. But if they can advance the ball really quick past half court, then Julesbury's getting a two-on-one against us on the other end. So.
Yeah, it's like the, every time it's like once they advance the ball, like you said, I mean, once they beat the press, it's really a 2-on-1. So somebody has to get back on Silicon. It has to be because you're outnumbered right now on defense when you get back in transition.
I'll get it into Tay Fairman. Calhoun. Now Fairman will get it to Hezekiah Parker, and he'll hand it back off to Fairman. He'll be guarded by Eric O'Neill. Silicaga back in the man. Fairman trying to size him up, and that is going to. Good job, Whetstone. He'll save it. And try to get it to Calhoun and just overthrows him on the other end of the court.
Yeah, Spear did good. He did a good job of throwing it down to him, but at the same time, he overthrew him, threw a little bit too hard, and Eric O'Neill wasn't able to hold on to the basketball.
5 seconds to go here in the fourth. Last shot, Parker. Left hand. And Parker will put it in with his left hand. And we will go to the fourth, 33-26. We'll be right back. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Mix 106.5.
First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Aggie Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns. We go to the fourth, 33-26, Julesburg with the lead. Closest the Aggies have been in a while. Julesburg with the basketball. Johnson with it, trying to get it to Shealy. Shealy guarded by Franklin. He'll get it to Calhoun. He's got Whetstone on him. Now back to Johnson, guarded by Patterson. He'll drive in. Give it to Fairman. Now back to Shealy. Shealy will hand it off to Fairman. And now the Tigers will set the offense up. Sheely, Parker, Calhoun left wing, back to Johnson. Maybe the Aggies can pick off one of these passes. Tay Fairman going to size up Calhoun, try to take him to the basket. Eric O'Neill, and Eric O'Neill will pick up a foul. .707 to go in the fourth, 33-26. We'll keep it right here as Coach Jones is pleading his case with the official right now. And that was a great job of Eric O'Neill. Was getting a little excited, and Coach got him out of the situation.
Yeah.
So Coach could get in the situation. He was saving his player.
That's a sign of a good coach. You don't ever want to put your players in a situation where they're going to get themselves hurt, because they could have easily gave him a ticket. They could have easily, you know, said something to him. But referee kept giving him warnings, and Coach Jones like, hey, man, I got this. You worry about you. So it was a really good point from a great coach like Coach Jones. He handled it.
7-point lead, 33-26. Schulzberg, 7:07 to go in the game. Schulzberg will throw it in from underneath the basket. Calhoun will get it in to Sheely. Sheely in the corner, guarded by C.J. Franklin. What do they do? Calling for carrying?
No, they call for double dribble.
Double dribble. You can see Gerald Wallace got up out of his seat for that one. He did not like that. C.J. Franklin. Eric O'Neill in the corner. They get it in to Spear. He'll get it out. Five. It's going to be a foul on Whetstone off the missed shot. And Sylacauga will go back. Looks like they're going to pick up man on this full court. Oh, that ball went off of. Oh, my goodness. I thought that ball went off of Brandon Calhoun's foot. But it's going to be Schulzberg basketball. They were all in a world of trouble in the backcourt that time. Sheely for three. That's off the front of the rim. C.J. Franklin with a rebound. Here come the Aggies. He'll keep it. He'll get it to Eric O'Neill, right wing. They'll go back cross court. C.J. Franklin in the corner to Patterson. He'll dribble it out, get it to Spears at the free throw line. He'll dribble in, back to Patterson for three. That one's out. Whetstone rebound. He'll get it. Top of the key. C.J. Franklin. He'll hand it off to Patterson. Now back to Franklin. It's Patterson and Franklin go back and forth. Whetstone, free throw line. He'll dribble in. He'll get doubled. He'll kick it back out. Eric O'Neill will go up and put it in. He took it up against Hezekiah Parker and hit a big shot for his first 2 points.
Yeah, they were very patient. They were swinging the ball around, get some dribble handoffs, very patient with their offense, and it resulted in 2 points for Sylacauga.
Johnson will drive in for the Tigers. He'll miss it, but there's Hezekiah Parker using his body.
Yeah, we know what the big man can do. We've seen it against B.B. Comer, and right now that was a big play by the big man, Parker.
Patterson will get it into Whetstone. Wow, he went straight up against Parker and put it in. And a steal, C.J. Franklin, and he'll put it in for two. And we have a 5-point game, 35-30.
Yeah, that's the momentum that Sylacauga needed. They needed it. They got a few turnovers, turned it to points, got a few steals, And that topped it off with C.J. Franklin and one.
That foul on Brandon Calhoun. Well, we've got a three-point game. Make it a two-point game as Franklin hits the and one. 35-32, Childersburg. Childersburg gets it across. And a foul from behind. That's going to be Patterson. Came from behind to pick the foul up. That's going to put Johnson to the free throw line. Johnson will hit the first of two. Jacob Johnson, not only a really good athlete, but a really great kid. Hit both his free throws. Full timeout, 4:54 to go in the fourth. 37-33. The Childersburg Tigers with the lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Mix 106.5.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
4:54 to go in the fourth, 37-33. The Childersburg Tigers lead. Our Silicaga Aggies, but the Aggies with the basketball, and that's C.J. Franklin. He'll bring it across midcourt. Hand it off to Patterson. They'll work the two-man game up top, trying to get the ball inside. And they do. Spear will go up against Parker, and Parker's going to block that shot. And Tay Fairman's going to come away with it. Childersburg basketball. Parker's a pretty good ball player.
He is a really good ball player. Very athletic for a big man.
Tay Fairman. Foul's going to be on Eric O'Neill. That was one of the touchier fouls we've had. And Brandon Calhoun will throw it in for Childersburg on the baseline. Sheely back to Brandon Calhoun in the corner, and he's going to hit the three. That's his second three of the game.
Yeah, and it was a big-time three for Childersburg. I mean, this young man, he has a big time three in the last game as well. They can't leave him open.
Extends the lead to 7, 40-33. Childersburg, C.J. Franklin to Patterson. Whetstone to get it into Spear. Spear's going to go up. He'll make it, count it, and he'll go to the free throw line.
So, LeCon, they're doing a good job of doing a high-low action. You have Whetstone at the wing, then you have Spear down low. All they're going to do is feed it to him and dump it over to the pass. They're doing a good job of that. They've been doing that all night.
And he'll miss the free throw, and Hezekiah Parker will come away with it. 40-35, Childersburg, 3:34 to go. Calhoun with another three-pointer. He'll miss it, but Parker will get the rebound, hand it off to Sheely. Now back up top to Johnson. He'll get it to Fairman. Sheely's pass going to be picked off. And here's Patterson on the other end. And he'll put it in. 40-37.
And a steal. C.J. Franklin will get it to Patterson. Patterson to Spear, and he'll go in for the layup. And we've got a one-point ball game.
Big-time layup for Josh Spear right there. Tied it up. I mean, not tied up. It's 40-39.
Jules Berg. Scoot Sheely for the floater. He'll hit it. 42-39. Schulzberg, 2:28 to go in the game. Patterson, right wing. Now to get it to C.J. Franklin, left wing. Right wing, Patterson looking inside to Spear. They'll get it free throw line. Whetstone. Whetstone will take it in. Put the shot up. And that foul is going to be on Jacob Johnson, and that'll put Whetstone to the free throw line for two.
Yes, yeah, Silicon, they continue to do the high-low action. They've been doing it all game. They had the two big men, Whetstone and Josh Spear. They're going to try to get into one and dump it off to the other. And, I mean, if you go to the free throw line, you get something like that, it's been very effective. But they have to make these big-time free throws and big-time moments like this.
And Whetstone hits the first one. That was a good job by Whetstone that time because he didn't force the ball to Spear.
Yeah.
Spear, Parker had Spear out of the play.
Exactly.
And he did what he needed to do. He took it to the basket. And he'll miss both, but Silicon is going to come away with a rebound. Spear for three. He'll miss it. And here comes Childersburg, but we got a injured. Looks like Brandon Calhoun down on the court.
I believe he got hit in the eye or the face.
Yeah, there's some big bodies in there fighting for that rebound.
It definitely was.
Yeah, because we're down to what we thought it would be, 42-40.
Yeah.
2:04 to go in the ball game.
You hope he's okay.
Yeah.
It's one of their big-time players, man. He can hit some late threes in the game.
He is walking.
He is.
Gingerly to the sideline.
I think they want to check him out before they send him back in, which is very smart as a coaching staff to make sure he's okay.
And he will come out of the game. And Schulzberg will inbound it up by two. They get it to Sheely. Sheely to Fairman. To Johnson. Back to Fairman. And it looks like Schulzberg's going to try to run a little clock here. Johnson, Fairman. Free throw line, Swain. Now back to Fairman. Sheely with the basketball. And that foul is going to be on Whetstone. Now to put Xavion Swain to the free throw line. That's about the third free throw we've seen tonight.
Yes.
That hasn't made it to the rim. That one barely graced the bottom of the net.
Mm. Big moments like this, you need free throws.
And Swain. Second shot. Short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Patterson. The Aggies with the opportunity to tie it up. C.J. Franklin to Patterson. Eric O'Neill. And that's a steal by Childersburg. That's Swain with the steal. And they're going to call a foul on C.J. Franklin. I thought he got all ball on that one.
Yeah.
Can we go to instant replay?
I'd like another look at that. 108 to go in the game, 42-40. Schultersburg with the lead.
We knew it would be a game, Greg.
And Swain. He'll hit the first of two. 43-40, Childersburg. 108 to go in the game. And Swain will hit both of them, make this a four-point game. Patterson. C.J. Franklin. Back to Patterson. Franklin, left wing. Cross court, Patterson will dribble in, get it to Spear. Spear to Franklin for three, and Franklin's going to hit a three-pointer.
Big time three right there by C.J. Franklin. You need that three for Silicaga.
One-point game, 40 seconds to go, and a good job by Patterson. That's what you got to do.
That was a big time three right there by C.J. Franklin. They kind of knew what they had to do. They got down there and set the offense up, and he was like, I'm a big time player, so I'm going to make this three, and that's what he did.
44-43, Childersburg, 39 seconds to go in the game. Tay Fairman to the free throw line. And the first one is off the mark. Timeout. We'll take a quick one with him. 39 seconds to go in the game. 44-43. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Mix 106.5.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Silicaga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Seconds to go in the ball game. 44-43. Childersburg, Tay Fairman at the free throw line. For one more free throw. No pressure. No pressure. Fairman tries to square this one up, and he misses it. And the Aggies have the rebound, and here comes Patterson. 30 seconds to go in the game, down by one. Patterson, C.J. Franklin, right wing. He'll get it to Patterson, left wing. Back to C.J. Franklin. Now Patterson will dribble up top. He's got Sheely on him. Franklin with the basketball. He'll get it to Patterson. Spear in the lane. He'll lose the basketball. The ball's going to go out of bounds to Silicaga with 15 seconds to go in the game. Boy, everybody out of their seats right now.
They definitely are.
And Childersburg wants a timeout. We're just going to stay right here because we can't miss any of this. 44-43, 15 seconds to go in the game. Out of the timeout, Silicaga will throw it in on the baseline under the basket.
It's going to come down right here to who's going to be smart. I mean, Silicaga might try to go up for a foul. If they get the foul, you have to take the free throws here at the free throw line. Be smart. And there's no, he has no situation and things like this. So, want to be smart. Hopefully, Coach Jones telling his guys, you know, be smart, right, whatever we do.
All right, RJ, right here. Who do you want the ball in the hands of?
No doubt. I'm C.J. Franklin from Silicaga. You know, either him or I want the ball in Josh Spear. Because both of those guys, they've been big. They've been clutching in big moments. But in moments like this, big-time players make big-time plays. So I want the ball in number C.J. Franklin from Silicaga.
Yeah, I think Schulzberg's in this huddle right here, and they're going to they got Parker in there, and they're going to do everything they can to keep the ball out of Spears' hands. So,
yeah.
so who else is going to do it? You're right. C.J. Franklin has the ability to get in a lane, elevate, and he can hang there for a minute.
He can
and get his shot in. Whetstone will throw it in. He'll get it in to C.J. Franklin. Franklin goes up. He'll miss it, but it's going to be a foul. Foul on Xavier Swain, and C.J. Franklin will go to the free throw line for two shots with 12 seconds to go in the game, down by one. And C.J. Franklin will tie this thing up at 44 with the first free throw.
That's why I say you always want your hand in your best athlete's hand. They did exactly what we just talked about.
Franklin. He'll hit them both, and the Aggies have a one-point lead. And the Aggies call a 30-second timeout. 10 seconds to go. We are up by one, 45-44.
It's a game right here, Greg. C.J. Franklin hit two big-time free throws that Sylacauga desperately needed. And they took the lead.
Well, that was a great inbound pass by Whetstone because he had to get it up and where only C.J. Franklin could get it because C.J. caught that in the middle of the lane.
Yeah, to your point, you made a good point. We know he can elevate. He definitely elevated and had some hang time right there on that inbound play. But that was a good play draw by Sylacauga's coach Joe Jones.
And so this is a tough spot for the Aggie defense now because – you don't want to give them anything, but you also don't want a foul.
Yeah, you can't. You have to be very careful right here.
We'll see what Sylacauga. Maybe a little token backcourt pressure. Looks like the Tigers are going to want to try to get a longer pass inbounds. They get it to Sheely. Sheely will dribble in the lane. He'll get it to Swain. Swain will miss the pass, and that's going to be a foul. And that's going to put Xavier Swain to the free throw line with 1.9 seconds to go in the game. And the officials are discussing.
I wonder what could they possibly discussing right here. I know one thing, trying to keep that student section route, keep from again coming on the court from over there.
They were close.
They did where they got really close.
They are. But the longer. Okay, they put more time on it. It was 1.9 seconds. Now they got it to 4.3 seconds, which, if Schulzberg hits these shots, gives you a little time to do something.
Definitely does.
But Swain missed two free throws. Then he hit two free throws. And we are still... Now they put 5 seconds on the clock. And we are, it's like icing the kicker, isn't it?
Yes.
A little strategy over there. And Xavier Swain shooting the biggest free throws of his life right now. And he'll hit the first one to tie it.
Got to keep
at 45. And the players trying to tell the student section to
round it, settle down
to get back.
Because that can cost you in a game. You know, you want to be careful.
Second shot by Swain. 45-45, 5 seconds to go in the game. Swain's second shot, he hits it. And Colesburg goes up by one. Franklin gets it ahead. And Celicaga scores. Eric O'Neill will put it in with no time. Celicaga will win 47-45.
Big time play right there by Celicaga. They needed that layup, and they went right up with it.
Childersburg lost. They lost O'Neill at the other end of the court. C.J. Franklin found him. He went in the lane, hit the shot, and Silicaga wins the basketball game.
Yeah, they won it off. I mean, literally won it off for a second right there. They saw him off the out of bounds pass. They just went up straight for the layup. Man, that was just a great play right there by Silicaga. Very smart.
47. 46, the Aggies remain undefeated, 12-0. The Chillsburg Tigers will fall to 9-4.
They can't even shake hands, man. I'm all about sportsmanship, man.
Yeah, you should be able to.
You should be able to.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. No matter you win or lose, you should be able to shake hands and talk to the other team and tell them a good game.
I'll tell you what. You can't coach my kids, RJ, but my grandkids are coming. You're going to be their coach, all right?
Yeah.
T-ball on, basketball, football, doesn't matter. You're there.
Yeah, it's all about sportsmanship, man. These kids, it's high school. We go to the college level, you win or lose, you're still going to shake hands at the end of the day. So you want to teach these guys good habits right now in high school, you still should be able to shake hands.
Yeah. Because.
But it was a good game on both ends. A
lot of pressure for both teams to win this ball game. Schultzberg wanted to avenge the loss last week, and they came pretty close. They played a great game, but we saw two teams play their heart out on defense. We saw two teams scrap for every point on offense.
We definitely did. It was a hard-fought game. Both teams did some, especially late in the game, you know, that everybody was going for the ball, going for steals, going for turnovers, but in the end, Silicaga, they just came up with the win, and that was a good, smart play. Eric O'Neill was down there by himself, put it up for the layup, and he was kind of quiet all night. Even though he was quiet, that play was loud, man. I can't explain it no other way.
And C.J. Franklin, I'm going to tell you, man, quarterbacks are different, okay?
Yeah, they are.
Quarterbacks are built different.
They are.
All the noise that was in this gym, everything that was going on, he got the ball between the free throw line and half court when he jumped up in the air to make that pass.
Yeah.
And he had the vision not to be watching the clock to see how much time I have. He saw his player open and gave his player an opportunity.
Yeah, that was a great vision right there. He saw him. He knew what he had to do. As you said, quarterbacks, they do have great vision. And right then, that moment was so big that he didn't let anything distract him, but he saw his man wide open down the court, and just a good outlet pass he was able to throw to Eric O'Neill.
Well, RJ, we have covered two tremendous ball games tonight here from Childersburg. The Silicaga Aggies defeat the Childersburg Tigers 47-46.
Yeah.
You have any closing thoughts? Because I'm about out of words.
Man, I thought tonight's game was a good game. Both teams played really hard. Both teams played really competitive. And I know Childersburg is hurt right now, but that was a good, tough win by Silicaga. It improves their lead. They stay undefeated. And they're going to face tomorrow Talladega, so they're going to have to keep this momentum going if they want to see how far. And you need games like this, because when you get later in the postseason, you're going to have these type of games, man. So this is a good game for Silicaga to see what they need to do, what they need to improve on. And for us, Childersburg, you have a great team, so don't get down on yourself. But it was just a hard-fought game tonight for both teams.
You took the words right out of my mouth, man, because this game tonight, no matter who won or lost, made both teams better.
Yeah.
You know,
you're right.
Silicaga is better because of this game. And some people said they need to lose this game so they will learn how to fight again. But the Silicaga Aggies showed you tonight they can fight.
Yeah. And they definitely fought. But sometimes you said, sometimes they didn't lose the game, but sometimes I used to remember hear Coach Saban saying all the time, sometimes when you lose, you need to lose early in the season. I mean, they might have won, but sometimes it feels like a loss. But I'm just glad. It's a good thing that Silicon came away with the win tonight.
Well, I tell you what, RJ, we are going to just to wrap it up right now. I think in the college football playoffs, Alabama is tied at 17 with Oklahoma. So the Aggies came back to win. Now, maybe the Crimson Tide, they were down by 17.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll come back and win that game.
We hopefully, if you know me, if anybody listen, they know where I stand at. So I hope my Crimson Tide can come out with a W tonight, you know.
RJ, thank you again, man. It is a total blessing to be able to do games with you. We got the opportunity to come in the Aggie Sports Network and call two fantastic ball games. And I told you last week, I didn't think I'd see you again. But to you and your family, man, you just have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. You too. And I appreciate it. And I appreciate calling the game tonight. Both games were great. That's high school sports, and definitely basketball is all about. So tonight was definitely a good Friday night rivals game.
We're going to get you so excited to call games that you're going to call football with me this fall. We thank all of our sponsors. We thank all the listeners on the Aggie Sports Network. It's been a blessing to be back with you guys tonight, and I hope we served you well. Have a great week. Have a very Merry Christmas. We're signing out. The Aggie Sports Network.